Joining me first, however, is State Senator Kelly Townsend. She's been a guest here many times. She is also a veteran of the U.S. military. Again, a state senator from Arizona. And she's joined by a bunch of wonderful, great Americans with her tonight. Senator, welcome back to Lindell TV. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for having us on tonight. Appreciate it.
Tell me who your friends of honor are there tonight.
Yeah, so since they were here for the audit, I invited them into the office to join you guys, and I just wanted to introduce them. Here we have Marissa Hamilton, and she is an amazing patriot that's organizing the grassroots and been deeply involved in election integrity for years, for as long as I've known her, so wanted her to be here. And then we have Sweet Home Maricopa behind me here, Mike.
Right here.
Where are you? Opposite side.
YouTuber.
We have George Bahizi. George, say hi. And we have my lovely, beautiful assistant, Kay Ree, and she is amazing. If you've called my office, you'll know that she actually runs the place in here. And last but not least, we have Liz Harris, who's been doing the door-to-door canvassing. You've probably heard of Liz Harris.
Well, so. Heard of her. We talked about her in last hour's broadcast.
Okay, yes. So she is here with us and witnessed this event today, this historic day. And all of us, and then there's, if you can hear behind us, there's a lot of cheering going on outside. I know Wendy Rogers is outside, Borelli, Fincham, everyone's here, and the Patriots are charged up and they want action.
Now, where are you right now? Are you in your Senate office?
I'm in my Senate office, yes.
And so there's a rally out front. I saw some pictures. How many are outside?
I haven't been out there, honestly. We've been up here working, and so it sounds like a large crowd. There was folks here early in the morning for a medical freedom rally that I spoke at earlier. So there's been people walking around all day long, almost all of them patriots. There's just been a couple people here giving people a hard time. Other than that, everybody here wanted to hear the truth, and they got it.
Wow. Let me also just reiterate, later in the broadcast, I will be playing a 9-minute interview that I did with the chief of police here in Collierville, Tennessee, where we are based. That's about 30 miles from downtown Memphis. Many of you know there was the tragic shooting, as I reported on last night, at the Kroger in our town. It made national news. The latest update is one citizen was killed, and the number shot went from 13 to 15. And so I think that is due to a couple people being taken to the hospital without ambulances to record that. So I did interview today the chief of police on location here in Collierville. We'll play that 9 minutes a little bit later this evening. But again, we want to thank all of you that have reached out to us, email, text, because knowing that where we're based, we're concerned. And so we thank you for that. We're also continuing to ask you to pray for the community in which we live and where Lindell TV Studios and WVW TV Studios are based, right here in Collierville, that is making national news. So I did not want to delay in mentioning that report will be coming. And thank you again for all of your thoughts and prayers as that story continues to make national news. So guys, let's talk about this. Senator Kelly Townsend, she is a state senator, again, joins me in her office with a great group of patriots. Let's talk about what you heard. You were on the floor, I'm guessing, Kelly, you were on the floor at your desk, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, I was at the Senate floor.
And how long did the hearing go for? I mean, I lost track of time, to be honest with you.
It was a little over 3 hours, I believe.
Okay. And what do you think? I mean, I've got a lot of PowerPoint slides here and some video clips, but did you take any notes? Do you have any bullet points as to what you thought was the most damning evidence to come out of the hearing? Oh, look at that. Well, you know what I want to do? I want to just give you the floor and let you be a reporter and tell our people what happened, what you heard, and what you think about it.
Okay, well, I did publish a statement, and I put it out on my social media, on my Facebook, and on my Telegram. It's not up on Twitter yet. But these are just some of the many things we heard today, and some of them are quite shocking. Now, it was kind of humorous to watch the mainstream media over the last few hours this morning and last night saying, Biden won, you know. And I put out there, yeah, Biden won if there was no fraud, if there was no shenanigans going on, if all the laws were upheld. But we all suspected what we found out today, that that's not the case. So you can't just say Biden won hands down, because there's a lot of questions that have been raised off of this presentation today. What we heard, first bullet point, we had a lot of deleted files and purged files. And not only is it bad to be deleting files, but they were deleted the night before the audit. I believe it was February 1st of this year. There was an audit the next day, and there was a lot of deleted files, and then there was purged files. So like you have so many that they'll hold in the memory, and then you do a new entry and the last one drops off. Well, when ordinarily there was two other times they did it, there was maybe 200 entries or 150 entries. This particular night, the night before the audit, there was over 36,000 entries to purge whatever they were trying to do. The good news is they have screenshots of the video of the people who were there at the desk purging and doing that purge.
Let me stop you right there. So okay. You're telling me they have video of the crime. They actually have it on video. Who did it? These people can be prosecuted.
That's right.
Who were they working for? Were they working for Maricopa County?
He said county employees. That's correct. County employees. The problem is, and that's one of these other bullet points, is that they didn't have unique usernames or logins and passwords. They just had a shared login and password, so it's going to be hard to pinpoint. But what they do have is video from the live stream of, you know, the video cameras that are there in the building of those employees that are in the process of purging all these records. And they can you text Mr. Finch?
Were they doing that right before the election? What was the date on that?
That was February 1st, and I believe the audit was the next morning.
Okay, so they were doing this before the audit, so that obviously you would have a they're covering their tracks.
That's what it would appear. So now that's going to be going to the Attorney General for him to be investigating.
And tell me about your Attorney General.
As far as
what is his reputation?
Most recently, he has been very active in fighting for the rights of the people of Arizona, and he has responded to our request to investigate some of the things that have gone on in the city of Tucson, where they just flaunt the laws and do whatever they want when it comes to vaccines and whatnot. I will say that in the past, I have been frustrated, like when the election happened and we had all these affidavits that we sent to him. Nothing was investigated. He was saying it was because he wasn't empowered to. So there's been some frustration in the past, but lately, as of late, he seems to be actively looking to find answers. So I am hoping that he maintains this momentum and that he investigates this fully and then holds those accountable that were involved in any malfeasance.
His name is Mark Brnovich.
Brnovich. Very good. That's a hard one to pronounce. Mark Brnovich.
Yeah, phonics. He said, I will take all necessary actions that are supported by the evidence, and where I have legal authority, Arizonans deserve to have their votes accurately counted and protected, end quote, Arizona Attorney General. So that's good news. All right, so big news tonight. Again, now I watched most of the 3 hours, but I was taking notes. I was grabbing things. I had multiple people coming in and out of my office. I was shouting up to the studio and post-production room to Logan to grab this file, grab that file, grab this clip. So I was totally being distracted, so I did not catch everything. But I would like to get the video of this one. You're talking about county employees on video deleting files, purging records on February 2nd, 2021, the day before the audit was to start?
February 1st, I believe the audit was February 2nd, Groundhog's Day. Let's fact check that. But yes, they said that what they said was they have video feed of the area of the computers where those actions had happened with the timestamp. And they have Maricopa County employees sitting at those computers. They know who they are. They're not disclosing the names. We all wanted to know the names, but they're not going to disclose the names. They are giving this to the Attorney General for his investigation.
Well, I would think those people should be coming forward and trying to cut a deal, wouldn't you?
Well, I always encourage whistleblowers.
Yeah, exactly. So what else on your notes there, Senator?
Okay, so duplicate ballots. You mentioned that. Now, as you talked about being distracted, in the beginning, there was a lot of problems with the live feed. You know, I was getting messages from Tucson, and, we can't hear. So those numbers, I wasn't able to pay attention or write down, and I have to go back and rewatch. But duplicate ballots, when you say 17,000 duplicate ballots, that doesn't mean that there's two votes for the same person. It just means that that ballot went through the machine and got spit out. Like, say there was an extra mark on the ballot or whatever, and so it spoiled the ballot, and they had to create a new, brand new ballot to match that one. And it could be that there was 17,000 of those, but I doubt that. I don't know, because we have the highest adjudication rate. 11% of our ballots were adjudicated, so I think it's going to be much more. I need to go and look at what the number was, 17,000, before we, you know, make a claim. But the thing that was wrong with the duplicated ballots was they're supposed to, when you have the old one that had the problem with it, and you have the new one that they re-voted for the voter, it's supposed to have serial numbers on them that match. So we had several that didn't match. We had several that the serial number was printed over black boxes at the bottom or whatever, so you couldn't read the serial number. You had serial numbers being used more than once. Just a sloppy way of doing this, which again diminishes the confidence in the accuracy of this election. So the duplicated ballots, that was a problem. The first two nights it was reported to us, there was no Republican observers in the room. So who knows what happened on the first two nights after the election. So I was watching keenly of what happened with the duplicated ballots. And these serial numbers that weren't done correctly, that's breaking Arizona law. So those were laws that were broken by the people doing these elections. Again, the bills, remember I was on your show before talking about my bills to bolster the chain of custody and the security of this election. Those died. The report today showed how they didn't bother to keep a chain of custody. So we have no idea who was doing these things, who was touching them. The chain of custody, which you log in your name and you the time and what you did, and you know, backups of the hard drives and the backups of the backups going off-site to Dominion and all those allegations that happened. We don't know if that happened or not because there's no chain of custody, so they're saying. So those are serious problems. There's a reason we want chain of custody. And when, you know, Senator Borelli added to my bill some teeth, so, you know, making it against the law to not keep a chain of custody. And this is what happens when there's no teeth in the law. They just do whatever they want. Oh, sorry, no chain of custody, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. So chain of custody was an issue. You had envelopes without signatures. I don't have it right in front of me, the numbers. You might have that. But all of those mail-in ballots that had the signatures on the envelopes, missing signatures, partial signatures, scribbles, and the most amazing of them all, if you go to Wendy Rogers' feed, you'll see she had screenshots of it. You had envelopes with a stamp that it was received that is behind the graphics of the envelope. And how did that happen? How do you get we received this, but and then they printed over the top of that. That's impossible. That looked like layers of a Photoshop that somebody had created something. It's a lot of evidence that suggests fraud. So wow. If there is fraud, we have to then nullify this election. And we have to repeat it, because now, if it's a fraudulent election, you cannot count it.
Absolutely. And I don't know if the average person can hear. I have an earpiece, so I'm able to pick up a lot of sounds that maybe the audience can't hear. But I'm hearing cheers.
Yeah, that's the group outside. Okay. And Kate Reed, did you get an idea how many were out there? She says hard to see. But you can hear by the volume that there's a lot of folks out there, and you know, they are riled up.
Well, there has to be a pretty good sized crowd for them to able to move that noise through that building and into my earpiece. So just the fact that I'm able to pick up, I can hear it in the background, tells me that's a good sized crowd out there. We also are hearing about this data from South Carolina and Washington State appeared. That the Dominion machines contain non-Maricopa County data from South Carolina and Washington State. What is that about?
Well, we're going to have to look into that as well. And once again, these files, he said the files themselves were titled that, you know, that he didn't go and discover that. The files themselves were titled that. That's how he caught it and saw that. So it really brings into question the integrity of the Dominion system. And what have I heard the most? What have we all heard the most is get rid of these machines because you can't trust them. You have people, the Dominion employees that have the administrative passwords, but our supervisors or no one else has access to that. Anything could have gone on behind the scenes And, you know, when we don't have that access, when you have a private company who's accountable to no one, it's a small, there's only two or three companies that make these machines. And where's the oversight? And then you start, I'm going to have your viewers do the homework. Start looking at who's on the board of directors, who's on the lobbyist board of directors for these Dominion machines. You'd be quite surprised. Family members of people, and that's a homework assignment for you. But to trust a company to come in and then have files like that and have access, you know, and then suddenly files missing, there's just no way that we can trust the outcome of this election.
Look at my screen real quick. I want to read this. This is, again, I read it in the first hour, but statement by President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. Huge findings in Arizona. This was put out earlier today. However, the fake news media is already trying to call it again. Notice he put call it in quotes because we all watched them call it that night, didn't we? But again, for Joe Biden, before actually looking up the facts, just like they did in November, the audit has uncovered significant and undeniable evidence of fraud. Until we know how and why this happened, our elections will never be secure. This is a major criminal event and should be investigated by the Attorney General immediately. The Senate's final report will be released today. Now, I was continuing to search on my computer for the report. I've not been able to find the report because I went on the air, you know, an hour ago. I went on the air at 6 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock your time. Has that report been physically released now? Where can we find it, and how many pages is it?
Yeah, check the Arizona Senate's website. I believe it came into my they told us they were emailing it to us as each layer was coming out, they'd send it to us. So I believe it is released, and my friends are telling me here to check the Arizona Senate website, azleg.gov.
Arizona Senate Republican.com.
Okay. Right? And Jill, if you're watching, I was going to say Jill in California, but Jill left California after her entire life and is now residing in the great state of Tennessee as of last week. So Jill, we're not on the same time zone because she's in Eastern Tennessee. But anyway, Jill, I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Please go and find that if you would. Text me when you do. Email it to me so I can open it up on air and show everybody, because that's why I was waiting for it all day, so I can grab shots of it and show the audience. So if you could grab that for me, Jill, I appreciate it. Email it to me. Text me when you do so I can open that up. Let's keep going through the report. What else is in your notes there, Senator?
You know, the last one I have here is the sloppy caretaking of the ballots. There was missing batches in boxes, batches of boxes not listed on the box or the county list. You know, the way that they handled the ballots themselves. I'm still waiting to hear back a report about the ballots themselves and the paper used. I'm interested to see what that looks like. We are still waiting for the Splunk logs, and we are still waiting for the routers. And, you know, we have this compromise. I have asked for 6 specific things with that. When we go through the routers, we have that special master that's supposed to look at everything. I am not satisfied with the agreement that was signed, so I would like to see custody. I would like to see video cameras pointing at everything they do. Every question asked and every answer given needs to be logged and kept for 24 months. I think that there needs to be affidavits signed saying, you know, under penalty of perjury, that everything we've given you is accurate and true. You know, things like that that weren't part of that agreement for the special master that's coming up. So we still have more work to do. And I don't know if those requests are going to be able to be added, because that agreement said you can't alter it. So the attorneys are looking at it right now to see if they can bolster the confidence of the people when they get that information to us. But we're not done. We still have more things to look at. And like I said, there's a lot more that we learned today. Dr. Shiva's presentation and what he, you know, with the signatures and all of that, there's a lot of information out, you know, the 3 hours worth. I just don't have it in my, I didn't want to overwhelm people. I put the top things that stuck out to me.
So,
but there's a lot more.
I'd like to hear from some of the people in the room. I know we got Mark Fincham coming up, who's he's a state rep there in Arizona. He's running for Secretary of State.
Right.
I know he's waiting. So I won't keep him waiting too long, but I do want to hear from some of the Patriots in the room there. What are your guys' thoughts on what you heard there in the Senate today?
So my name is Marissa Hamilton. I represent an organization called EasyAZ.org. My hat's from it. And what I think is the biggest issue is that we have identified that there are many gaps in our law today that allow for a lot of funny business, that allow for these shenanigans. And Arizona voters deserve a system that is going to give them free, fair, accurate, transparent elections that we can count on. And we are not there yet. I think that it's time for our board of supervisors to either take a serious look at the way they're managing our elections or resign and get out of the way so that we have people that will.
Absolutely. Who wants to go next, if anybody?
I'll do it. Look, if Mike Lindell ran MyPillow like Dominion runs our elections, I think we'd have some problems. So personally, what I heard today did not surprise me. In fact, I'm getting bored with the just number of evidence we're starting to see. I'm ready for the election to be decertified. I think the people out there are ready for the election to be decertified. There's real stakes in this. There's people with children imprisoned by our government for January 6th because they dared to stand up for election integrity. I'm ready for decertification for them. So
absolutely. Tell me your name.
George.
Now, I think I know who you are because I think I was watching you on YouTube with your incredible presentations filmed. When were those filmed, Logan? Right after Jimmy Kimmel, I think you filmed some of those, and I brought them to the attention of Mike Lindell. And I think I've since seen you speaking at a rally or two because you've gained some YouTube fame, haven't you?
Yeah, I was in Michigan with Mike.
Oh, that's right. But what state do you live in?
Colorado.
Oh, you're in Colorado. So you've gone from Colorado to Michigan to Arizona. You're getting around.
Nah, dude. Yeah, this corrupt election ruined my life. So we got to get it right.
Absolutely. Hey, are you still on YouTube?
No. I got the Trump treatment.
So you got deplatformed.
Yeah, I did.
Have you started a channel at Frank Speech yet?
Possibly no.
Why? Why not?
Hey, we'll need a channel.
I have
we'll
a
channel.
I just go to Locals and type Behizzy. You'll find me.
Go where now?
Locals. Locals.com. Type Behizzy.
L O C O or L O C O A L S.
Locals, like local.
L O C A L S.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we also would love to have you over at Frank's Speech if that's the kind of content you've been cranking out. And Senator Kelly has my phone number. Give it to him. Give it to him. Have him text me. I have I think I may have a few people I could call to help get you an account set up at Frank's Speech if you want to have another platform. I think I could maybe pull a few strings for you.
All right, let's get it going.
All right, get my cell phone number from Senator Kelly, and then I will pass it on to a couple people that work back there in that department that I know can help you out. But I know exactly who you are. Logan's like, that's the guy that had the videos that were going viral. And, of course, the monitor I'm looking at is so small, I couldn't tell if, you know, who you guys are. Yeah. But once I also heard you speaking, I'm like, wait, I recognize his voice too. So great work. That's awesome. And now you're in Arizona helping out as well. Good for you. Who else wants to go?
All right. I have to say it's natural for me to follow after this guy because I literally started my YouTube channel the day he was deleted. And because I was talking about him, people were searching for him and they found me. So thank you, Behizzy.
There you go.
My channel's called Sweet Home Maricopa. I'm
still
on YouTube.
You're still on YouTube?
Maybe not after today. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, Mike Lindell would say you're probably not being hard enough if you're still on YouTube.
I could say anything here, right?
Yeah, there are four words you can't say. But yes, pretty much. Yeah, other than those four words, yes, you could say a lot. But we also need to get you over at frankspeech.com. But tell me what you thought of the hearing today.
All right. I work in Hollywood or have worked in Hollywood. I think my career in Hollywood's over.
Yeah, I think so.
Public with this. And I think they started this thing off perfect because people's attention span drops off significantly. Everything that was presented was critical and important, but they started with the most credible witness you could imagine. And I dare anyone to refute that guy. That guy was even downplaying his information.
And who was that?
Dr. Shiva.
That's right. Dr. Shiva.
I don't know how to pronounce it. What's his last name?
Well, yeah, we just call him Dr. Shiva. You don't even have to worry about trying to do that. Dr. Shiva, MIT graduate, invented email. Even Time Magazine acknowledges that.
As soon as I found out he was involved with this, all of my fears were allayed. You know, you don't know what to expect, but as soon as I knew he was going to be presenting, we've got a solid team here. This is just the beginning. That's what I've always been saying. This is just the beginning.
Excellent. Who's next?
All right, so I'm Liz Harris, the canvassing queen of the country, I guess.
Yes, you are. We talked about you last hour.
I was
I've interviewed you. Logan's telling me I interviewed you. Again, the monitor's so small, you could be my mother and I wouldn't know. But Logan, my son's reminding me, and my senior producer is reminding me I've actually interviewed you before, Liz.
Yes. So I was very impressed with the results. They go hand in hand with the canvassing, and that's very important to know. So all these duplicate ballots, guess what? Or the duplicate, it was really the duplicate envelopes. That basically proved when we saw a vote come in twice for the same person when we were canvassing, those envelopes essentially proved that out. So that was very valuable. And the only thing I want to let your viewing audience know about, we have to continue to apply pressure on the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors because we need those Splunk logs and the routers. And I know we have a special commission to go ahead and a special master to go ahead and get it, but we really need that now. It's a subpoenaed item. We need it turned over now. Thank you so much.
Somebody emailed in last hour, Liz, wanting to know why your canvassing report was not included in this report.
That's a tricky question, but we have to remember that the Department of Justice put out a letter to Senate President Karen Fan that canvassing could be considered as voter intimidation, violating two Civil Rights Acts and the KKK Act. Now, I can tell you that when our canvassers went to the doors, 9 out of 10 people welcomed the canvassers, asked the canvassers, why did it take you so long to get here?
Wow.
So there was zero voter intimidation on our side.
Wow. Okay, is that everybody, Senator?
Kerry, do you want to say anything? Kerry's cool to not say anything. So that's it for now. And all the hundreds of people outside cheering and chanting USA. So
that's awesome. Senator, you want to give your telegram again so people get a hold of you?
Yeah. It's just go in there and it's, what is it? T.me/Kelly Townsend. And it's KellyTownsend.
All right. I know that we get all these emails, people saying we should put this on the screen, and we try to, but you can always replay it when we post it later. But to say it one more time so I don't get too many emails.
If my memory serves me, it's T.me. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Kiri. T.me/Kelly Townsend, KellyTownsend. I don't know if you can see. That's my picture. That's the right one. I don't think there's any other fake accounts out there. So, yet.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming on. You're a great group, and I appreciate all you're doing. I know all of our viewers appreciate it. You're just a wonderful group. I love adding lots of people on at one time. Makes it fun, and you guys are happy warriors, and I love the fact
happy birthday, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Is it your birthday, Kelly?
Monday
is your birthday. All right. You'll be 29 years old on Monday. Congratulations.
Right.
Happy birthday. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, Kelly, I want you to keep in touch. If anything comes up, even over the weekend, we can always go live here 24/7. So if anything comes up that we need to talk about, even over the weekend, we can break in. In fact, I'll be live for several hours tomorrow as we will be hosting from the news desk here the Trump rally in Georgia. We're sending a satellite truck, so I'll be broadcasting several hours tomorrow. So if anything comes up, we can even schedule you in tomorrow. So let me know if anything is necessary as regards to having you back on.
Would you mind if my guests, we went around and they could give their channel or whatever they want to?
Yeah, go for it.
Where to find them?
Yep.
Sure. We have two websites, easyaz.org. We have a very important call to action that you need to do against General Branovich to secure our elections against Secretary Hobbs. And then also if you go to marissahamilton.com, which is M-E-R-I-S-S-A, marissahamilton.com, I have all of my briefing reports on the election located there.
Wow, that's excellent. Excellent. Okay, who's next?
Okay, I'll go. So we have an electronic canvas for the entire country. It's Canvass, C-A-N-V-A-S-S 50. Org, and then that starts a canvas in your area, and that data will go to people in your area. And you can find me on Twitter, Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, Liz Harris. Thank you.
Is that canvas 50, is that 50 or spell it out?
50.
So give that again, please.
canvass50.org.
Excellent. Who's next?
I have a YouTube channel. It's called Sweet Home Maricopa. I have multiple YouTube channels, but that's the one. You can find me there. I have an email address in my description on all my videos if you want to contact me.
Excellent. And then our buddy in the far back.
Yeah, BeHizzy on Telegram. So just go on Telegram. It's BeHizzy. On Locals, you can find me there too. Just type BeHizzy, same spelling.
Excellent. And I think I just got the report as well. So thank you to Jill. And so we'll endeavor to show screenshots of that throughout the night. All right, guys, you're a great group. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Go out there and have fun with those other folks out there cheering, and then go get some dinner.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you.